The Dubuque Community String Orchestra is celebrating its 20th anniversary this season. This is Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Art Showcase. The orchestra that features adult amateurs and is affiliated with the Northeast Iowa School of Music was created and is still conducted by Tracy Rush. Tracy joins us today to tell us about the string orchestra and her role in it. And thank you, Tracy, so much for doing this today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's been an exciting 20 years, and we're looking forward to new happenings coming soon.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit briefly about the Dubuque Community String Orchestra and how it got started.
Well, as a teacher, a string teacher, I had several adult students who had no outlet for performance. They weren't going to play in the youth symphony and not quite caliber of the Dubuque symphony, so there needed to be something in between just for people to get together, because for many of us it's not something that we just like to do by ourselves. It's a lot more fun as a group. So, you know, my mantra is, how hard can it be? So we just got together and formed this group back in 1998. I remember at the first rehearsal, I had to advertise, put out flyers and put a press release in the paper inviting anybody to come. And there were like 20 people that showed up. And some of them, we had one couple who came over from Galena. They had met in junior high and played in a string quartet together. He hadn't touched his cello in 50 years. She hadn't touched her violin in about 40 years. But they had played through school and were happily married and came over and brushed off their instruments and played with us for about 15 years. And they're still making music at age 90. But when we got together that first time, we said, well, let's just see how this goes. So our first concert, a few months later, we played simple Christmas carols at a nursing home, and people loved it, and we're going, you know, we're not too bad at this. So we got better and better, and even though we've changed people a lot, we've had, at last count, close to 100 different string players who've played with us over the years, but we've had many of the ones who are still playing have been with us for 20 years. So it's been a lot of fun. And we've been very thankful to Emmaus Bible College, who has been letting us rehearse there and give concerts there for free for the last 20 years, as well as other places around town that welcome us with open arms.
So what's happening now? What's the new thing?
The new thing is we're looking for a conductor search. I think after 20 years, they need some new blood. I'm kind of running out of ideas. I also had some health issues last year. I had a kidney removed this summer, and I'm still recovering from that. Energy is not as high as it used to be, and since I still work at the music school and still teach middle school full-time, I had to get something off my plate. And I thought, you know, they're at the point now where a lot of them don't think so, but I think it would be good for them to just get an infusion with somebody with some new ideas and a new approach. And, you know, it's just good for change once in a while. So,
well, there is a big, strong tradition of bands and community bands, so it's really great that you have the foresight to put together this terrific community orchestra. Now, how often a year do you perform?
We usually have 2 to 3 performances a year at least. We've done a wide variety. We have, you know, like a fall concert and a spring concert, but oftentimes we throw in a holiday concert. This year we put together, in about 3 rehearsals, a holiday concert and went over to one of the assisted living homes. One of our members lives there, and we would kind of, he's one of our strongest players, and then we wanted to show him off to his friends, and they loved it, and we had a good time. Oftentimes, about once every few years, we'll do a preschool concert at the library as part of the music school's Element OP series for lollipops and music for our preschoolers Saturday mornings, and we've done that. We've played in churches. We've played in 19 different venues. We've played summer concerts out in the park. We've played at the Roshek building for Halloween. Just done a wide variety of music to keep it interesting and to give the players experience. That's the whole point, is to give them the experience. And I've often told audiences at concerts that I'm glad you came, but we're really here for us, to give these musicians the opportunity to play things. And every once in a while we do a standard orchestral work, but a string version of it, just so that they can play that music.
So you have a concert coming up in April, and this is going to be your last concert on the podium, unless, of course, you come back and guest conduct.
It is. It's sort of surreal talking about it, because I don't know that it's really hit me yet. But yes, and I've picked some of my favorite pieces, a few that we've done over the years, and a couple of new ones. So I'm looking forward to it. We will share the concert with the New Horizons Band, that's also under the umbrella of the Northeast Iowa School of Music.
So this concert is going to be on Sunday, April 29th at 4 p.m. at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Dubuque, and you're going to be, you said, with the New Horizons Band concert as well. So tell us, how can folks get more information about the orchestra and also about finding out more details in case they want to join or want to become a conductor?
Well, they can call the Northeast Iowa School of Music, which is 563-690-0151, or they can just check out our website, nisom.com, that's N-I-S-O-M, for Northeast Iowa School of Music, or give us a call at 563-690-0151.
Well, I know the Dubuque Community String Orchestra, it must be really sad that you are taking off, Tracy, but you really have given a lot to the community and to the state, so thank you. That's just a terrific thing to do, and I think anytime you play in a musical organization, it's one of the most rewarding things that you can do.
It is, and we have felt that it's helped some of our older musicians, kept going. We've had one that just got out of the hospital and for heart failure, and he wants to get back at it, so we're anxious to see him next Monday night. So, and it's just a good time, it's a good camaraderie, and making music, to me, is not a spectator sport.
Well, you really have made an impact on the community of Dubuque, and I think probably on the state, too. So thank you so much for all your endeavors to do this. Thanks for today's interview goes to IPR's Tony Daner, Chris Fenton, and Barney Sherman, and also a big thank you to Tracy Rush, who saw a wonderful opportunity to help Iowans in Dubuque. And thanks so much for joining us today, Tracy.
Thank you.